If you use a messaging service such as Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp, then chances are that your messages are protected by encryption, which is a technique that hides your data from prying eyes. But all that might change under proposed new laws which would force companies to give police access to encrypted data, or else cop a multi-million-dollar fine. The new laws were introduced in a bill to Parliament by Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, who said the changes would allow the police to prevent terrorism and catch paedophiles.
Telecommunications and Other Legislation Amendment Assistance and Access Bill 2018 amends existing legislation to strengthen the ability of Australia's law enforcement and national security agencies to deal with the challenges of encryption. Criminal syndicates and terrorists are increasingly misusing and indeed exploiting these technologies. The government is committed to ensuring that our legislative response to the challenges of an evolving technological landscape is reasonable, proportionate, and meets national security and law enforcement needs, and I commend this bill.
Companies like Apple have previously refused to give access to encrypted data on the grounds that it would make their system more vulnerable to hackers. But Mr. Dutton says that the new laws would make sure to protect cybersecurity. But not everyone's convinced. Lizzie O'Shea is a lawyer and a board member for Digital Rights Watch, a group which vehemently opposes the new laws.
I don't think that protection is worth the paper that it's written on. Part of the difficulty is you don't know what a systemic weakness is until it becomes a systemic weakness. But what we do know is if you create powers to circumvent encryption, they can be used for lots of different purposes. So he might like to say that it's not a backdoor, but effectively he's doing everything else to allow access to communications, even if he doesn't call it a backdoor. If we allow the government to justify undermining the strength of that encryption for purposes like terrorism and national security, we put all those systems at risk.
The bill received feedback from over 14,000 submissions from individuals as well as companies such as Google, Telstra and Facebook. Peter Dutton says the government will listen carefully to the feedback before deciding whether or not to pass the bill. But Ms. O'Shea says that she's sceptical whether the government is really paying any attention.
So I don't think they are listening because I think they've got a bigger agenda afoot, which is to serve the interests of the surveillance state to make sure they're sharing this information, these strategies with their fellow intelligence partners, which I think is a big problem. The government should be there to represent people, not spooks and cops. And I would like to see them actually paying attention, engaging with the issues, working with civil society and experts to make sure that this is right. One of my biggest concerns when looking at these kinds of big data projects and tech legal regimes is that the government routinely ignores expertise and civil society. And then when a problem happens, they act confounded as though it wasn't possibly their fault. My health record is another example of that, where people became extremely concerned about the privacy implications, and rightfully so.
We should all be worried about our personal data being stolen, according to Dr. Priyadarshi Nada, cybersecurity expert at the University of Technology, Sydney. But he says that he is less worried about the government and more worried about how businesses handle our data.
So definitely, as long as the government is within its own framework, so we can trust government 100%. You should be worried about your data the moment your data actually is being used by any organization. Definitely, that factor is there. But how they are being used, whether the organization actually protecting your data, so that sort of, thing which you need to be convinced. And especially looking at very basics of where this data is going, who is actually using, is there any guarantee that the organization who is using my data is going to protect it? These are the three things which you don't have to be an information or cybersecurity guru to understand. Standard user can still expose. Data has got no boundary, so it can now move anywhere, okay, because of the technology, different technologies like the cloud, the IoT, like so many new technologies. So you never think that your data is only going to be within the organization you are working for. It can be anywhere.